You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Hello, this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN, where we feature different individuals in the music industry, and as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians, authors, and entrepreneurs, they're growing their fan bases, they share their experiences, successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with singer-songwriter Brooke Moriber, who has come a long way from her Broadway roots, an evolution that has led her from New York City to Nashville, Tennessee, and well beyond. Brooke, thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me.
Brooke, you're more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us about your musical journey. I'm sure it's quite a journey, and how you got to where you are today.
Well, it's been a long journey. I basically have been singing since I was born, and I was always drawn to songwriting, and I always wanted to be a recording artist. Growing up in New York City and also being a dancer, I ended up making a home in the Broadway theater community, and I ended up doing 7 Broadway shows and had a really wonderful experience doing that. But I was also trying to have a recording career at the same time, and a couple of years ago, I walked into my agent's office, my theatrical agent's office, and I said, I don't want to go on auditions anymore. Stop sending me out. I need to focus on my recording career. You can send me in some TV and film things, but I can't do 8 shows a week and rehearse from 10 to 6 every day for the next show and also have time to write and be creative and focus on my music. And it was the scariest thing that I've ever had to do because I had made such a strong foundation in the theater community, but they were all very, very supportive of this move that I've made. And I ended up making another family out in Nashville, and I kind of found a second home out there and recently signed with Reviver Music and on Music Row, and they're a great label and really have been so helpful in developing me and what my message is as an artist and what my sound is. And in a couple of months, I'm going to be releasing my first real label singles. So it's a very exciting time for me right now.
Yeah, and I'd say so. And that's quite a journey, and the hard work has certainly paid off. Good for you, and congratulations on your accomplishments. Now, tell us, what is the most interesting thing that has happened to you since you began your career?
Yeah, there's so much. I've been so blessed with so many interesting experiences. I think something that was a real transition for me was I did a Broadway show called The Three Penny Opera with Cyndi Lauper in it, and she was one of my idols growing up, and I just remember being like 5 years old and just with my microphone pretending I was her, and, you know, she's probably the only human being I've ever met where I couldn't speak when I first met her, and she was so humble and so supportive and kind of knew that I was leaning towards, you know, making this transition to the recording industry. And working with her after that show was basically the switch in my brain that said, you know what, do it now. If you don't do it now, you're never going to do it. And I think the one experience that really did that for me is just one day between matinee and evening shows, she just kind of took out, I think she had like a ukulele on her, and she just started playing time after time. And like, just for us in the green room, and all of us actors were just sitting there and weeping our eyes out. And to be able to connect with people so intimately that way with a song that you have created was an experience that I saw her having and I wanted to have so badly. So I would say that was the most interesting thing for me, because it really gave me a switch in my brain that said, okay, you know what, I've had this experience performing on Broadway in front of these big audiences and playing a character and hiding behind that character, but there's another experience where you actually like are truly yourself and connecting with people with the experiences you've been through. So that was just a very interesting moment for me.
Yeah, I bet it was, and I appreciate your sharing that interesting moment with us. It certainly was. Now, tell us about any exciting things that you're working on right now, if you don't mind.
Oh, gosh. Well, the music that I'm working on with Reviver, before I had signed with them, I was really kind of doing the pop music thing in New York City. But I had gone out to Nashville a couple of times to kind of hone my craft, and I've always leaned a bit towards the country sound, even though I'm from New York City. Linda Ronstadt is my vocal idol, and there is sonically that influence in a lot that I do. And so what's exciting is that I'm coming out with this whole new sound. It is a pop country sound. I've really kind of discovered who I am as a human being and as an artist, which comes together this year. And during the pandemic, having so much downtime, the whole A&R process was a year trying to figure out what was my sound sonically, who I am, what my message is. And something about all that hard work and then coming home, being in lockdown and having to just be with myself, it was like a light bulb went off and I figured it out. So what I'm really excited about is sharing this new sound and this message that I feel so strongly about now.
Yeah, I'm sure the COVID pandemic certainly has had a lot of folks juggle things around and get really creative and kind of rearrange their future plans and visions like it has yours. And thanks for touching on that as well. Today we're joined by singer-songwriter Brooke Morber. She's joined us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Brooke, you're signed to Reviver Records based out of Nashville, Tennessee. Tell us more about that experience and what's going on with all that.
Just being in Nashville a lot it's such a wake-up call because there's so much talent out there. And you can't compare yourself to anybody else because we're all individual talents and we all have, you know, what makes us special, but it ups your game a lot. And after spending a lot of time in Nashville and then actually having a label interested in me, I just feel so lucky and so blessed. And Reviver is very much like a family. They did this thing called Reviver Fest where we all went to San Diego and did a writer's round and hung out on the beach. And it was really, for me, that moment in San Diego made me feel like I didn't make a mistake leaving theater. I have found another family, and I can always go back to theater if I want, but this feels like home right now. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that has been my experience with them.
Brooke, certainly can appreciate your response in regards to Nashville. Nashville certainly is another culture when you consider and look at New York City and Nashville, and really an interesting place, especially within your industry. A lot of talent for sure out there, no doubt about that. Now, tell us also, for those that are looking to get into the music industry, what is your best piece of advice for someone looking to start out in the music industry? I'm sure you'd have quite a bit of advice for those types of folks tuning in today.
I think it is similar to what I said before, is that you can be so intimidated by, there's so much talent out there, and it is incredibly intimidating. But if you, the only way you're going to survive it is to remember that you are different. You have something else to offer. It's art. It's not a competition. And so going into the industry, I would say just remember that. Stay true to who you are. Don't try to be anybody else. You can do this independently. You don't need a label. A lot of artists, you know, now are releasing things independently, and you have to make a lot of use of social media. It's a huge time suck, but it will help you gain fans.
Certainly do appreciate your response there, and I'm sure that's most helpful for those that fall into that category. Really appreciate that, Brooke. Now, here's a big question for you. What is your favorite song and why? I'm sure you probably have one or probably more than one.
Oh my goodness, that's so hard because it changes. It changes weekly. But there is a song that Linda Ronstadt sang way back that my parents used to play that kind of made me want to be a singer. It's called "Long, Long Time" by Gary B. White. It's a big, beautiful ballad. I will never get tired of that. I don't know if you know the song, but it's got the arrangements of these beautiful, lush violins going, and her voice is just incredible. So that would probably be the song for me on a desert island.
Well, it truly is awesome to have a favorite song, and really appreciate not only the roots and where that came from, but also I believe it's full circle, if you ask me. Awesome stuff there. If listeners wanted to follow you or to get more information on you or to hear your music, where's the best place to do so?
All of my socials are just under my name, just at Brooke Moriber, and I'll spell that out because I know it's a weird last name. It's Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E, and the last name is Moriber, M as in Mary, O-R, I, B as in boy, E-R. So go on Instagram, and you'll find me there, Facebook, Twitter. I also have a website that'll take you to everything, which is also just www.brookemoriber.com. If you check out my Instagram, there's also a lot of cute overload on it. I have a bunny rabbit that is free range and litter trained and thinks he's a dog. And he's definitely a highlight on there if you want to visit me on Instagram. Of course, Spotify and Apple Music, again, are all under my name.
Folks, for more details, you can get it all at brookemoriber.com. Of course, this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast and other links as well. Brooke, all the best. Continued success. Awesome to catch up with you here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
Oh, thank you, Eric. You have a great day. Thanks for having me on.
It was a blast. We've been speaking with singer-songwriter Brooke Moriber. And again, for all the details and to follow her or to hear her music, visit brookemoriber.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN. And we do thank you for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.